This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 458, part 2, entitled Women's Callousness Towards Masculism is Consistent with the Red Pill. Carrying straight on. Masculist anger frightens women. Women feel very uncomfortable when listening to men express strong, angry, hateful opinions against women, that is, against certain categories of women, especially the fluffies, whom the masculists see as manslaving parasites, and against the fluffy feminists, who are even more despised by masculists, since it is bad enough that fluffy feminists are fluffies and hence manslavers, but they are also seen by the masculists as hypocrites because fluffy feminists want equal rights with men in the parliaments, but reject equal obligations with men to share equally with men the burdens of earning the living by not bothering to get a career competent education at high school and college, so expect to become fluffies and parasite of a man's labour and money. Masculists are abolitionists and have a hatred of manslavery and hence a hatred of fluffies and fluffy feminists who evolve to see men as manslavable. Hence we have here the source of a bitter clash between the feminists and the masculists over the issue of manslavery. Masculists spit at fluffies and especially fluffy feminists who feel, as feminists, that they have had their feminist consciousness raised, who are aware how men oppress women, but are not bi-conscious, so know nothing about how women oppress men, and for decades, with women's decades-lasting manslavery of a man. Masculists are out to change all this by pushing women to fip up or rot on the shelf. We men have the financial power. Nearly all men are fips, so we don't need to parasite off the money of a woman to survive. Masculism is forcing women to fip up, to get career competent educations, so that women expect and feel morally obliged to be fips, that is, emo fips, that's equal moral obligations fips, who would feel ashamed to be parasitic off the money and labour of a man. Women have the mara, and men don't yet have the para. So not surprisingly, masculists are angry and hateful at fluffy feminists who, when push really comes to shove, will force women to face the full consequences of the para, that will force women to grow up, to fip up, and take responsibility for their own lives. The prospect of being fully responsible for their own lives terrifies fluffies, who will fight the masculists bitterly when the time comes for the masculists, the MGTOWs, and female masculists to push hard for the legislation of the para. Women evolved to be parasites on men. Women evolved to be frightened of men, since in the distant past, if a woman really got on the nerves of a man, he simply killed her, and he could do that easily since he was so much stronger. Just one hefty blow with his club, and that was the end of that woman. So when masculists express their very legitimate anger and hatred at what fluffies and fluffy feminists are doing to men, and when these categories of women scream in fear, showing women's inability to empathise with the masculists and failing to understand the hypocrisy of feminism when it comes to women's rights, but reject men's rights, when all this, then masculists will simply increase their level of contempt for such monoconscious feminists. I anticipate that as the number of masculists grows into the millions, there will be bitter ideological confrontations between the masculists and the feminists. I suspect increasingly that women are simply genetically incapable of having a deep, emotional, intuitive understanding of the causes of masculine anger and hatred at what fluffies and fluffy feminists are doing to men. I hope I'm wrong on this. It will be interesting to see what proportion of women become female maskless, who do have a genuine intuitive understanding of maskless and MGTOW arguments, who don't feel threatened by maskless anger and hatred at what is happening to men in the current era. In my own experience, I notice that nearly all women I come across feel very threatened by masculism, reacting unconsciously, fearfully, even at the very mention of the word masculist. So masculists may have to resign themselves that perhaps only a small proportion of women will become female masculists, who agree with masculists and MGTOW arguments via intellectual persuasion. Masculists may have to force women to support masculists and MGTOW causes. For example, young women now are panicking increasingly because they are finding with boyfriend after boyfriend that these young men refuse to give them their sperm because they refuse to face a one chance in four of being financially crucified and have his life ruined in a hated, fluffy feminist-controlled divorce court. So he will sex a woman, especially a sexually attractive one, but he sure won't marry her and give her babies because the fluffy feminists have made marriage and paternity toxic for men, because they have made divorce toxic for men. So the masculists tell these panicking young women that they should hate the fluffy feminists who control the divorce courts as much as the masculists do, since it is these fluffy feminists who are the root cause of these young women's babylessness. These young women may be evolutionarily incapable of having an intuitive understanding of the anger and hatred of masculists towards fluffies and fluffy feminists, but at least they can be pushed by masculists to vote with men for the men faring of the gender laws, appealing to these young babyless women's self-interest, that is, wanting young men to be prepared to be fathers again. But that's not going to happen when most feminists are monoconscious, seeing men as cash machines to pay for women to have babies, fluffy style, who keep control of the divorce courts, destroying the lives of one father in four. The days of men accepting that their gender role in life is to be a manslave to a fluffy are over. We men have the power to wipe out fluffies. A fluffy can only be a fluffy if she can get her financial claws into some gullible, manslavable man. But thanks to the masculists and the MGTOWs, the supply of such stupid, ignorant men who are still prepared to be manslaved by a bloody fluffy is drying up, thus forcing fluffies to get off their fat, parasitic asses and fip up. In a few years, as masculists and MGTOW ideas and moral pressures on women to fip up become mainstream, so that the majority of men are infected with the masculist virus, then women will feel a tremendous moral pressure on them to fip up or be effectively exterminated slowly by being totally ignored by men, spat at by men for expecting to be a hated, manslaving fluffy. Fluffies and fluffy feminists will be excluded from society as vermin, which is what masculists plan to do with them. So not surprisingly, as women learn more about what the masculists and MGTOWs are on about, they will fear masculist ideas because they are so threatening to such women. Given that women evolve to be parasites of men, expecting to extract resources from men, and given that there are masculists now who have a hatred of these evolved traits in women, you could argue that masculists are actually fighting women's evolved parasitic nature. Yes, that is what it boils down to. But men have the financial power, so are in a position to force women to fip up or to rot on the shelf as more and more men wake up to the toxicity of the divorce courts, that there is no para, that women have the mara, etc., who then, as masculisted men, get very angry and then push women very hard to stop oppressing men by fipping up, to stop being fluffies and fluffy feminists. A few years from now, masculist ideas will be hitting women so hard that women will feel that they have been hit by a bus, a masculist bus, that will be so strong that women will have no choice but to fib up to help men fare the gender laws, or they will be exterminated by masculists slowly, by being severely punished, by being totally ignored, a horrible prospect for women. So women will have no choice. Women will have to be much nicer to men, to fib up, to vote with men to men fare the gender laws, to bring in the para, etc. Or they will die, that is, die slowly, living a manless existence, rejected by men, hence no love, no sex, no baby, and hated for being manslavers, or for being MFBs, in brackets, monoconscious, feminazi bitches, close brackets, that is, misandrist, male-dumping feminazis, who are the first category of women to be rejected by men, hated even more by masculists than even fluffies. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Author of the book Masculism, Men's Rebellion Against Being Manslaves to Women, an e-textbook of 450-plus masculist flyers for men's studies courses, freely downloadable in Microsoft Word format from my website. Ciao.